Hi, and welcome to the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. My name is Stel Coombe Heath, and I'm passionate about helping people heal and transform their lives through energy healing and yoga. As a healer, author, and yoga teacher, I've been able to share my knowledge and personal experience with countless individuals looking to improve their lives and well-being. My classes focus on helping students become more mindful and in tune with their bodies and their energy systems by teaching them how to use energy healing techniques and yoga postures. My goal is to help people understand the power of energy healing and how it can be used to bring about positive transformations in all levels. I also write books and articles about energy healing, as well as lead workshops, retreats, and online courses. Through my work, I hope to help as many people as possible live balanced and healthy lives. I offer online programs and in-person workshops on energy healing and yoga, as well as private one-on-one sessions for those who are ready to take their practice to the next level. I'm dedicated to help my clients and you find peace, joy, and freedom in their lives through the power of energy healing and yoga. Let's get into the show. Hello, my loves. I hope you are having the most incredible day. I wanted to hop in here and just send you a lot of beautiful energy. I know that the energies are currently quite intense. We've just been through an eclipse and probably still feeling that eclipse energy. However, I today wanted to expand on my topic from last week, which was talking about blocked energy. And I've recently been asked by one of the meditation apps that I work for. They asked me to do a little talk on blocked energy. So I'm sharing that with you today, and I hope that you get some value out of it. As I'm always trying to give you as much information as I possibly can. And because this episode is recorded just before Halloween, I have a little treat for you. So for the next 2 weeks, you can book in an energy healing with me for $79 Australian, which is quite a nice little discount. The healings are normally $100, but these prices are about to go up, so you are getting a really good opportunity to open and release some of the blocked energies, especially during Halloween. We want to make sure that our energies are clear when the veil is really, really thin. So even if you come to see me for an energetic protection session or an energy clearing session, we might work through psychotherapy in just clearing any traumas so that you can feel empowered as you go through the next couple of weeks. So I hope that you feel inspired by my episode today. As always, make sure that you share whatever episode you listen to on whatever platform you're on. Share that in social media, tag me at Wholesome Lifestyle Project. Also send me questions if you would like, any requests on what you want to know more about. I'm here to really expand not just, you know, my teachings, but also I want to expand and support you as much as you need. So reach out to me on any platform and ask me a question, send me a message, and I will make an episode for you. Have a beautiful day, my love, and I can't wait to see you next week again. Lots of love. Hi, my name is Stel Coombe Heath, and I am a healer, yoga teacher, and wellness coach. I specialize in energy healing, especially in the areas of emotional blocks, as well as working with traumas, fears, and phobias. I wanted to share with you today what energy is and what blocked energy might look like for you. So you can think of energy as an invisible battery that powers your life. It gives you all the energy you need. In yogic terms, this is known as your life force energy or prana. In traditional Chinese medicine, energy is known as qi. Energy energizes your lungs, which also then sends fresh oxygen and energy into the rest of your body. So energy is what gets you out of bed in the mornings. It makes you smile when you're happy and fuels your brain when you're thinking. We need energy to move, to think, to be. We need energy to facilitate healing in our bodies. And energy can be like your get up and go that keeps everything moving in your world. So, in a nutshell, energy is that little magic force behind things that make everything in this world run and run efficiently. Now, sometimes your energy might become blocked, and this could present in many different ways. This might show up as physical pain, might show up as heavy emotional episodes that you just cannot seem to get over. It might be reoccurring negative thoughts that just keeps running in your mind. And this then starts to create blockages in the flow of energy through your body. Think about it. If you are constantly thinking about one thing or all the things that are going to go wrong, there's no space or available energy for anything else. So I like to kind of explain blocked energy almost like Wi-Fi. And when you have really good Wi-Fi, everything is flowing, you can watch all the entertainment that you want, you can listen to music, everything feels like it's just seamless. However, when your energy is blocked, it's like having very little or no Wi-Fi. It's like you cannot do anything, you cannot function properly, you cannot find joy from the things that you normally would. Right? So this is a lot from someone who grew up without internet. And we had to go through stages of dial-up. I'm sure some of us all know what that meant. So having Wi-Fi is amazing. And so having free-flowing energy is amazing. And that's what we want to aim for. Have you ever tried to express yourself, but the words just get trapped in your throat? Or have you ever felt stuck in never-ending loops of stress and sadness? Those are indications of energy blocks. And these blocks can put a lid on your emotional potential, making it hard for you to break free and or fully experience the joy and the growth that life has to offer. So these blocks can start to feel like heavy chains that might be holding you back. So just imagine for a moment carrying invisible chains made of emotions that have overstayed their welcome. They might have the, I can't do this. I am afraid of putting myself out there. Or what will people think of me? These chains will start dragging behind us. And it's time for us to break free from those chains. Those chains are not visible and they are so annoying. However, if we do not address them physically, we might start seeing further symptoms of those emotional chains. That might look like headaches, backache, food sensitivities. It might be other serious diseases. All of that comes from emotional chains that's been holding you back. However, my love, it doesn't have to be that way because you have the magic within you to break free and let your potential shine as bright as the sun. You see, blocked energy will hold you back in life. It's going to create emotional barriers and limit your potential. It's going to limit your life. And it's time for you to recognize those blockages and unlock whatever lies behind those changes. And there is so much emotional growth and freedom from releasing emotional blocks. Sometimes we don't see our emotional blockages, and that's why it's really great to work with a healer who can help you uncover those blockages. When we work on blockages, we are releasing emotions. And through the process of releasing emotions, we can actually start to experience freedom from past traumas, from pain, from negative patterns, just allowing space for healing and self-empowerment and transformation. And when you start to open yourself up to this healing process and releasing blocked energy, you can tap into so much potential, so much of you that needs to be discovered, getting you so much closer to your authentic self. Sometimes that means a 360 degree shift, and sometimes it means a 15 degree shift in your life. But you, my love, deserve a life that's filled with love, joy, feeling self-empowered, and you can only do that through releasing the emotional chains that's holding you back. I hope that this beautiful chat today just opens up your awareness to what might have blocked you in the past. And hopefully this will trigger some curiosity in your mind about where to go and what to start working on for yourself. I'm sending you so much love, and thank you for connecting with me in this beautiful chat. I am an energy healer with years of experience in releasing energy blockages. And I hope to support you further in more of these discussions on how to release your blocked energy. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode on the Energy Healing and Wellness Podcast. I'd love for you to leave a review wherever you are listening, or share this on your social media and tag me at Wholesome Lifestyle Project. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. Bye.